This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission has said that no re-poll has been recommended in any of the 44,376 polling stations in West Bengal, where voting was held during the first phase on Thursday, or in the 75,064 polling stations across Tamil Nadu, where voting was held the same day, indicating the exercise was largely peaceful. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booth. In West Bengal, the first phase of polling in the state covered 152 constituencies across 16 districts, achieving a record 92.72% of voter turnout. The second phase of polling in the state is scheduled to take place on 29th of April. In Tamil Nadu, polling for all 234 assembly constituencies concluded with a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%. The Election Commission has ordered the immediate suspension of 5 police officers in West Bengal for alleged misconduct and failure to maintain neutrality during the ongoing assembly elections. Departmental proceedings have also been initiated against them. In West Bengal, campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad Tarun Sangha Ground in Jamalpur of Purva Vardhaman and at Shampur in Howrah. He will also take part in a roadshow in Howrah. On the other hand, Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will hold rallies in Shriampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata and at Methia Bridge today. The central government has increased its wheat procurement target at the minimum support price by 15% to 34.5 million tons for the current season, up from the earlier plan of 30 million tons. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said the decision aims to support farmers whose crops have been damaged due to unseasonal rains. Mr. Chopra said state-wise procurement targets have also been revised upward. The government has reaffirmed that country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. The Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license issued to Paytm Payments Bank Limited. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank Limited has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. The Railway Ministry will launch a direct Vande Bharat Express train service between Jammu and Srinagar from 30th of this month. The semi-high-speed train is expected to significantly cut travel time and offer a faster, more comfortable and reliable journey through the scenic Kashmir Valley. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's Foreign Ministry, Ismail Baghai. Mr. Baghai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. United States has imposed economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and around 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. The move, announced last night, follows a broader warning that secondary sanctions would target entities doing business with Iran. In badminton, India's Thomas and Uber Cup 2026 campaign began on a mixed note, with the men's team winning and the women's team losing their respective opening matches in Horsens, Denmark, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.